Hallelujah. I have a banquet for you today, brothers and sisters, a banquet. If only you'll receive. Reading, responsive reading, Psalm 86. The word of God, our Father's word. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. Hallelujah. You alone are God. Psalm 86. Why do you read the Bible? Because you read things like that and it gives you peace. Amen. It gives you strength in the time of your trouble. Thank you, Lord. Testimony to God. God loves you. Amen? He loves you. God, the God of the Bible, is a God of peace. Amen? He's got a peace and love and compassion and forgiveness. Amen? That's the God of the Bible. Hallelujah. I want to read to you in a testimony to God. I want you to understand the beauty of your God. Amen. I want you to see God today even brighter than you saw him when you walked in. Amen. I want you to understand the God that we worship. Amen. That anybody who walks on this world can worship that God. Amen. I want you to see the difference, and I want you to hear the prophecy, and I want you to hear Jesus' words this morning as we give testimony to God. Amen. I want you to hear what he told us, because you're all aware of what's going on in the world today. We all see it. Amen. We all see the evil going on in the world today. I want you to listen to your God, his testimony. Jesus, in the book of John, saying, "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble." Jesus said, "They will put you out of synagogues." Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. They will kill in his name to honor God. Amen? They will do that, but they did not know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, did they? Jesus was telling us that. He was prophesying that thousands of years ago. So when we see and when we know these things, we know that God told us beforehand. Jesus. Now listen to God. Listen to your God. Amen. Listen to your God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they are comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who seek him, for they shall be filled. And Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacekeepers. Say that with me. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called sons of God. It's your God. That's the God that you worship. Love, compassion, forgiveness. Blessed means to be in a place of favor with God. The God that we worship, amen? The God that we worship would not do the evils that we see in this world, amen? The God that we worship would bring them here and put them at the altar and put his hand on them and say, I forgive you. Come to me. I love you. Come, rise. Help others. Help others. Lift others up. Be peaceful with others. Read that with me. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Jesus gave that a Sermon on the Mount, they call it in the Bible, the Beatitudes, in the book of Matthew. He gave that looking at 5,000 people, and he spoke with a kind heart. He spoke with a loving heart. He spoke with a heart of compassion. Amen? That's why you love him the way you do. Amen? That's why you want more of that in your life. Amen? More of that in your brother's life, in your sister's life, in your family's life, in your grandchildren. That's why we love Jesus, because he is compassion. Amen? We love Jesus because he is forgiveness. Amen? That's the God of the Bible. That's not a religion. We're talking about the God of the Bible. Amen? Our Father, where? And that's why you love him the way you do. Because he's been with you every time you've taken him to the wrong turn. He's been with you every time you said a bad word. But he stands next to you and say, boy, I love you. You gotta let it go, but I love you. I'm going to walk you through it. Amen? I don't condemn you because I want you to be stronger. I want you to be healed. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to have anxiety. I am with you, he said. Not your pastor, but Jesus said that. Amen? Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen? They don't have to worry. Hallelujah. The pure in heart shall see God. The meek shall inherit the earth. Where else do you hear that? Nowhere else except our God, the God of the Bible. Amen? Hallelujah. Give him praise. That's his testimony today. Let's pray together. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We see the difference. We see the difference in us as we walk with you. We see our strength that we didn't know we had as we faced the trials, Lord. And we know that it's because you're holding us up. You're holding us up. You're keeping us strong in the times of trials. We just love you, Lord, in this church this morning. Let your word just ring out. Let the word of peace ring out. Let the word of joy ring out. Let the word of love ring out. Forgiveness and compassion, Lord. Those are your words. Those are the words we should preach in church every Sunday. Compassion on people. Forgiveness, Lord. Love. That's the God that we serve, and we love you, Lord. And you sent your Son. You sent your Son here to die for us, to shed his blood for us so that we can be there with you, those that believe in his name. You've shown us the way. You've given us the word. Now we need to feed off of that, Lord. We need to feed off of this living word that you've given us that makes us so different than the world would see us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we grow stronger today. That we grow closer to you today. This is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is my day to draw closer to God. Let us hold on to that as we go further today and we grow closer today. Let us hold on to that, for that is the truth in Jesus' name. Help us to grow stronger as a family, grow stronger as a congregation, to overlook the faults, to see the beauty and draw closer to the beauty, letting the faults fall to its side. Lord, I thank you for the love in this church, and I thank you for the compassion. I thank you for those that came back today when it would have been easy today because they've been off for a couple of weeks to say, you know, I think I'll just stay in bed. But they didn't, Lord. They didn't. They came to you. I ask, Lord, that their hearts be open as we feed them today, this banquet that makes them stronger when they walk back out those doors. That they watch what they do. And Lord, oh, that they watch what the words that they say. Because every word that they speak now, Lord, will be a reflection on you. So if a word comes out of their mouth, Lord, that you don't speak, let that be removed. Because every word and every deed now is a reflection to you and nobody else. And we just love and worship you. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for this day. As we read your word now and grow stronger, Lord, just be with us and show us the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive today? Are you ready? I might know. Are you ready to receive something from God today? Are you willing to accept it? Are you tell me that you'll accept God's word today? Hallelujah. I hope so. I'm going to read, start from the book of Mark. I'm going to read. On the same day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took Jesus along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Praise God. We have read that many times before and not understood. That's us. That's you in the boat every day. Amen? You in the boat every day. You in the boat every day, waiting for God, calling out, "Where are you, God? Hey, wait." And God's right there in the boat with you. Amen. Been in the boat with you since you prayed the first time. Amen. Been riding in the boat with you. He's sleeping. He's resting. He's saying, "Why do you have little faith? I am with you." Amen. Now, this is it. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. It says, "I shall rejoice and be glad in it." I'm going to ask you a question, church. Are you promised tomorrow? Not. Are you promised tomorrow? So if this was your last day, how many of those anxieties would you let go immediately? How many of those things that you worried about and thought were so important would become so unimportant? Amen? If this is the day the Lord has made, then you have only one thing to do. The things that you can do with your hands today. Love somebody that you love. Say hi to somebody. Treat somebody with kindness. Have dinner with somebody. Just share your love with everybody that you know. Amen? Because all the other things are really going to matter, because this is the day. If you wake up tomorrow, and I pray that you all do, and I pray that we all do, you'll realize that I have another day. Amen? To serve God. But I have to remove the anxieties because I want to serve Him. Amen? I want my life to be stronger. Amen? I don't want to carry the burden of those things anymore. And it says right here, that they were with Him and carried the burden of the storms. Amen? That storm, that wind blowing, is the storms you face in life every day. Can I get an amen? But this is the day the Lord has made. My wife and I went out New Year's Eve. We had a great time. We saw this band that we know very well. We got a call yesterday. The leader of that band passed away like that. The other night, Ed passed away. He came to our table and talked to us about the joys of singing, how much he loves singing and entertaining, and it's been his whole life, and he wants to do so much, and he took care of his wife for a while. He couldn't sing because his wife was sick. His days are done. Amen? The anxieties are over. But it was like that, in the twinkling of an eye. I tell you today, if you simply walk out that door saying, "This is the day the Lord has made, I will do what I can do, and I will not carry what I cannot do." Amen? Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. The weak link. Your emotions. We sang that song with me. Remember the heart, the mind, and the soul. your character. Three things. There's a weak link. When the devil can get inside of any one of those doors, amen, and there's only one person that can let him inside your door, David, who is that person? You. When that link gets weak, you become weaker, amen? The weak link, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I love that you're listening so often. It says in Ephesians, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Can I get an amen? Renewed. What does that mean, Larry? Renewed. It means you have to start thinking different than you thought yesterday. Renewed. That doesn't mean that you're wrong. He loves your character. He loves who you are. But he's saying you got to renew your mind every day. You got to wake up and renew it a little bit. Say, okay, God, I got to walk a little stronger today. I'm going to walk a little straighter today. Hallelujah. The weak link. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're trying for something. Sometimes you want things to happen. Hallelujah. Are you with me? You want these things to change. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You do the same thing every day. You get anxiety, you get depression, you get worried. You end up doing the same thing every day, amen? And at the end of the day, you've had the same result that you had the day before, amen? And you do the day before. You have to renew your mind. Doing the same thing each time will cause failure to happen. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Fear, listen to me, brothers. Fear is easier than faith. Fear can banish faith. Say that with me. Fear can banish faith. But faith can banish fear. How many people know that? Faith can banish fear. It says in the Psalms, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. How many face troubles today? How many face anxieties today? How many want them to go away? Give them to God. This is the day the Lord has made. You don't know if you have tomorrow, amen? So if you just say, Lord, I can't fix that, so I'm giving it to you, because you know what I can do today, Lord? I can love one another. I can share with one another. I can have joy with one another. I can lift up. I can spend time with people who I love, amen? Hallelujah. You pray for it over and over, and you want it to the point where your body starts to feel unhealthy. Your nerves, you're worried. Amen? You're worried about it. And I just tell you this today, just maybe, God is trying to protect you from the circumstances, from the struggles and the disappointments and the stress and the anxiety. Maybe he's trying to protect you and keep you from the things that will hurt you. Say, well, I've been praying for this and I want this job. And God might be saying, that's not the job I want you to have. So I'm going to protect you from going to that job. Well, I want to talk to, but God said, maybe that's not the time to talk to these people, because all they're going to do is stampede all over you, and I want to keep you from that. Well, I want to help my family. Well, maybe they're not ready to hear you yet. Amen. So God is saying, no, I'm going to keep you from that. This is the day I've made for you. Let that go. I heard your prayer. We're going to work it out together. Amen? This is the day. And you know what? It may feel like failure. You may feel like you're failing. But it's not failure. It's getting stronger. Are you with me? Just because something doesn't happen the way you see it this day doesn't mean that you failed. It's not your failure. It's not. It's not that at all. It may seem that. But if you're trusting God, if you trust God, renewing your mind, say that with me, renewing your mind. If you're trusting God today, then you haven't failed, amen? God is still working. God is doing the job. You haven't failed. He's keeping you from something. He's protecting you. If you see it, anger, let me tell you, anger, doubt, frustration, those things are not of God, amen? They're not of God. Someone else is controlling your work. Give them back and let God. Hallelujah. And again, I say, do those things each day that's in your power. Work on that. Work on you. Get stronger emotionally, even financially. Work. Balance and focus on you while God is working. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Each time you fall, you rise again when you're praying. Amen. Like I said, I could pray for 10 people today, and if they didn't get healed, I pray for them again tomorrow, and I pray for them the next day. That's not failure. Amen. I've prayed. I've done what my hands can do. I've done what my heart can do. I can't look back and say, well, I must not be a good preacher. I must not be a good prayer person because that person isn't changing. No. I've done it. I've given it to God because there's other things I need to do. I want to help my family, but I can't help them because they won't listen to my words. Amen. So I have to do something. I have to renew my mind. I have to rise up and change my attitude. I have to look towards God and say, you know what? I can't help them right now, but I can do other things. Amen. I can do other things. And when they're ready, I'll be ready. Amen. And this is the other thing. You want to be ready for your answer. How many want to be ready when your answer comes? Whatever your prayer is, you want to be ready. All the anxiety and the stress that you have will be in the way of you being ready. Amen. You want to be ready. You want to be strong. You want to be on that path. You want to be working. You want to be growing. Amen. You don't want to have to get change things when God has answered your prayer and you find out, oops, now I got to take care of this because you got in the way of who? Hallelujah. Each time you rise and try again, you're giving yourself new hope. Say that with me. New hope. New hope. Each time you try again, every day, you're giving yourself new hope in who? Not in yourself, amen? Thank you. Hallelujah. Now here's the thing. And please listen to this. Listen to this. Sometimes the closer the victory you get, Walter, Gene, the closer you get is when you feel the weakest. Sometimes you can be so close to God answering your prayer. So close, yet you are so weak. That seems like the hardest time. When you're so close, when your faith has been stretched out, and your prayer has been stretched out, and you have been stretched to the end, you feel like there's nothing. Your emotions are worn. Faith is at an end. You feel like ready, giving up. Have you heard anybody say that? I'm giving up on God. I'm giving in. Giving in is never an option. When it's close to the end, you feel the weakest because you put so much strength into it. You put your heart and soul into it. You put your emotions into it. Are you with me? You feel like nothing is going to happen because you have nothing left to stand on. Amen? That's right at the end. That's right where the victory is about to happen. That's why you got to renew your mind and say, I trust you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm going to renew my mind. This is the day that God has made. This day, Dale, this is a day that you have to do all the joy and all the love and all the sharing and all the healing. This is the day. So if this was your last day, all the dirt would be left behind. Amen? I guarantee you there's a thousand things you're thinking right now that you have to do that you would just say, psh, I ain't doing that. I don't have to do that anymore. I can trust God today because this is the day He made. Amen? And I got to renew my mind every day. You might have to wake up every day and say, Lord, I got to renew my mind today because I feel myself falling back. I feel the doubt coming. I feel the frustration coming. Amen? Are you with me? And let me tell you something about doubt and frustration. It affects the people around you, the people that you love the most. Amen? Understand that if you trust God, if you trust God, all of a sudden your inner situations become better. Are you with me? The more you trust and see God and not yourself, the situations around you become stronger. You trust God for the answer. Say that with me. I trust God for the answer, not me. How many times has anybody here been wrong before? Hallelujah. So why are you trusting you more than God? Have anybody here ever made a mistake? So why are you trusting more than God and yourself? Amen? He says to renew your mind. Renew your spirit. He said simply, love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Love Him like that. Let go You know that expression, let go and let God? It sounds simple, amen? And it's not. And let me tell you about your emotions. Christians get frustrated. Christians get mad. Christians say things they're not supposed to. Christians do things they're not supposed to, amen? We do. We fall short every day, amen? So if you're feeling something, don't feel like you failed God, amen? Don't feel that way because we all get frustrated. We all have anxiety. We all have disagreements at home. Anybody? Put your hand down. We all have that. That's in our nature. But God is saying, renew your mind. Amen. Remember this. God knows, Gary, who you are. He knows you completely. He knows the beautiful man that you are. He loves you. He's been every step of the way, every day with you. He loves you. He doesn't want you to change. He wants you to draw closer to him. That's simple. He doesn't want any of us to change. Because as I told somebody the other day, and I'll tell you who it was, our Indian warrior, my Christian brother right there. David, you know James. Bernie, you know James? Let me tell you something about James. He can touch people that you can't, Jim. The people that come to him won't listen to you. And Larry, you could talk to somebody about God that I can't, because they know and they trust you, amen? We all can reach people, amen? That's what the family of God is all about. Are you with me? We all have a way of reaching people. We're all together as a family. When you trust in God, when you love God, the closer you get to victory. Sometimes the hardest it feels. Sometimes you just say, I have nothing left. You get on your knees and you say, I have nothing left. And I tell you, when that's the time to start praising his name. That's to start the time to start thanking him for the answer. Amen. Because it's right there. Till the answer comes, you simply need to pray. If you start anything more than that, God is saying, you're taking on too much, child. Miss Pat, am I right? You're taking on too much. If you start to get frustrated, Miss Pat, God is saying, you're taking on too much. That's my job. Cassie, you're going to go through a lot of things in life. You're a young lady, ready to go. Lydia, you're going to be the same way. A lot of things in life you're going to think aren't fair. God is saying, I know, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And if you let it go, then you can focus on the things that really matter, amen? Little things in school right now. The things you have to do to God knows what you need. If you trust him, you let go, amen? Bernie, he knows your needs. But if you're worried about it, he says, Bernie, you're taking too much on it. It's my job. You do what you can today. He says, first of all, rejoice in the day. Amen? Bernie, he's telling you to rejoice in the day. He said, let me see a smile. Because Bernie, you can touch people. I can't. You've gone through all the medical things that you've gone through, Bernie, and the things that you've survived to this day. He's carried you through to this day. So you can go to other people sitting there, and they look at you, and you can say, I know what you're going through, and smile at them and say, God's with you. See, I can't touch that person. Are you with me? You can, with a smile. Rejoice. Say that with me. Rejoice. When you start to act that way, let me tell you something. Be ready, because people are going to flock to you. They're going to want to be around you. I want to be around him because he's always happy. He's always smiling. He always has a good word to share. Amen? He let the anxiety go. That doesn't mean that you forget what you're praying for. Amen? But here's the other thing. God never forgets what you're praying for. How many want to trust him more today? Come on, tell me that you do. How many want to believe in his word today? Tell me that you do. Tell him that you want to believe today. You want to be stronger. You want to see him in your life. You tell him today that I'm going to do, Lord, the things this day that I can do. The first thing to do is rejoice, Dale. The first thing to do is smile. Smile. Rejoice. Because that smile you might give to somebody at the supermarket later may be the thing that they've been waiting for all day long. You may meet somebody in the supermarket and see them and say, you know, God loves you. And that could be what they've been waiting for to hear. Amen. Your God, the God of compassion. Your God, the God of forgiveness. Amen. Your God, the God that does not judge others. Woo. I know. Listen, he knows. knows. Amen? Everybody believe it? He sees. God has the best answer, Brenda. He's got the best answer. Brother Jerry, God's got the best answer for you. Not your answer, Brother Jerry. God's got the best answer for you. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to wait for His answers today? Are you willing to wait for God to touch your lives? Draw closer to Him. Read His Word a little bit. Talk to other people about Jesus. And let God touch your life. Amen. Let God heal you. He's got the best answer. Miss Pat, tell him He's got the best answer. Tom, He's got the best answer. Mary, He's got the best answer. He does. That's your God. So I will say one more time, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, God's Word. Give Him praise and glory. God's Word. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. God's Word, amen. Rejoice in this day, amen. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, for do not fret, it only causes harm. Amen? You think about the world today. Think about the world today and just listen to that one line from Psalm 37. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, do not fret, it only causes harm. If we just did that, what a difference the world would be. Amen? Your God. Your God. Don't let the storms overtake your boat. Jesus is in the back sleeping. Amen. They woke Him up. They woke Him up. He was in the boat with them and they woke Him up. They were scared of the storms. Jesus told us that, and that's in the Bible, because He doesn't want you to be afraid of those storms anymore. We lost a good friend the other night, somebody that we met, and I said to my wife, that's so close to what we're going to preach on today, because Ed was full of life, full of joy, loved his music, loved his band, had all kinds of wonderful things to share with us. And in a blinking of an eye, he was gone. Amen? So this is your day to rejoice. Not worry, not fret, not have any anger, but to love God. Give Him praise. And this is a great time to pray. And remember, God doesn't want to hear repetition. He wants you to talk to Him from your heart. Just say, Lord, help me today. Whatever your prayer is, this is a great time as we remember Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So He took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to His disciples. And He told them to eat. And He told them to do this in remembrance of Him. His body was about to be torn, ripped, whipped, and shed for you. Each stripe, a remission of your sin. Each stripe, a healing for you. As we do this at Second Congregational today, talk to God. Tell Him your needs. Say, Lord, I really want to renew my mind today. And God will tell you, you have no choice, brother. You have no choice, sister, because this is the day you have. All the anxieties aren't going to fix it today. It's just going to cause you harm, and your friends harm, and your family harm. Just lean on me. Lean on me. Trust in me. With all your heart. With all your soul. With all your mind. Trust in me. All of it. Trust in me. Not one but. Not one but. Just trust in me. All of it. Give it to me today. Lord Jesus, we're standing here. Those are the words He said. Give it to me today. Give it to me today. I'll protect you. I'll keep you from the anxiety. I'll keep you from the fear. I'll keep you from the worry. I have a job for you. I have a mate for you. I have what you're asking me for. I hear your prayer. Trust in me. Don't worry about the storm. Don't be of little faith. Trust in me. If you didn't fix it yesterday and the day before and the day before, you know now you can't fix it today. So don't carry it any longer. Leave it in a basket. Leave it behind. I have a healing for you. I have comfort for you. I have strength for you. Honey, I believe you can be healed today. I believe it. God can heal you today. I'm not saying I can heal you today, Bernie, but I believe I'm going to pray that you can be healed today in our Father in heaven, Jesus. I believe it. I believe that your healing can be today. And every day I will believe that, and that will give me strength to pray the next day because I trust in God. Amen? I don't trust in man. I trust in God. Jesus gave his life for us. And he simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him this morning. In Jesus' name. He took the wine and poured it in a cup and he blessed it and he said, "This is my blood being shed for you, for the remission of your sins." He said to drink. And do this in remembrance of him. I'm sorry, Deacon. Thank you. Good job. Greg, I don't know if your leg's feeling better, but I'm praying for it. I'm believing. I believe it. It takes time. It takes time in the flesh, but I'm asking God to do extra time. I'm asking God to perform a miracle. Hallelujah. Renew your mind. Three words that can change your life. Renew your mind. Simply letting go. God is so good. The Bible is so good. Reading his word is so powerful, so strong, so peaceful. Studying his word and just seeing it come to life. So amazing. God's going to give our daughter a good job, honey. I believe it. The job that she didn't get, she's not worthy. That's not worthy of her. I believe it. There's no failure with God. There's no disappointment with God. Waiting on God for the right answer. Amen? That's what you do. There's no disappointment with God. He doesn't let you down. He keeps you standing. Fred, I believe there's a job for you that's beyond your imagination. I believe that there's a job for you, even you don't know it there yet, that God says, "I have waiting for you." Just trust. But rejoice today. Hallelujah. I believe we're going to have our sister Sue back here walk into this church one way or another. I believe that. I'm going to pray for that because that's the God that we worship and talk to. I believe the world can be healed if they just turn to the God of the Bible. The world could be healed if they turned to the God of the Bible. I don't believe they will, but I tell you that if they did, the world could be healed today. Defeat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Deacon. The wine, poured it into a cup, and then he told his disciples, "This is my blood that will be shed for you for the remission of your sins." They didn't know what he was talking about, brothers and sisters, but we do. And he did say to do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name. Rejoice and be glad in him. Give him praise. praise, church. Could it be that God has made it too easy? Could it be that Jesus just made it too easy, Mary? To love him and I'll take care of these. You do today what you can do and I'll take care of the rest. You pray to me, talk to me, love me, worship me, and listen to what I tell you. Let go of the anger, let go of the wrath, let go of the frustration. It will heal your body. It will heal your family. Did he make it too easy? He doesn't want you to work. He wants your works to be a light to him. He wants you to show the people him. Amen? He needs you to do that, so we need to renew our mind every day.